children and he prepared for children. So he's got $10,000, but he never had children. So now he's like, you have it.
Right.
And she's flattered, but then she gets offended. I don't want it. And he's like, it's a chance for a better life, college, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you're the product of college and you've got nothing. She gets very mad.
Right. She's getting older there. I have all these records and a stereo system.
And I'm 16.
I know, just a cool teenager. Move over, Ferris Bueller. It's Repo Man.
She claims...
it's in Repo Man. Yeah.
She claims to be tops at her profession, but meanwhile, she never repos a car.
I know, she steals the car, basically.
Yeah.
You are the most contrary, contradictory, obstinate female I have ever met in my entire life.
He's like so putting on Darren McDavid, you know, like, why say? So now he pulls a trick on her. He writes down what his phone number is, like he just jots it down on the note. But the truth is he jotted it down on that $10,000 slip of paper and pretends to leave. Leaving behind his present for her.
He's going to get a phone call like a week later and be like, hey, asshole, guess what I found on the street? This fucking sweet check. Thanks, buddy.
Now she goes, hey, wait a minute, Buster. Don't try to trick me. But he's off.
What a weird dress.
Oh, she's flattered again.
Right.
She's actually touched in a way. Okay, now, do you remember there's that millionaire lawyer with his Rolls Royce? They've got
was
this...
that Dick Martin? No, nothing like that.
It was the one in which she was like, lay down, and then he drove over her, him.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that guy.
They've got this big plot to, like, cut him off at the airport and take like a bunch of repo cars, and the whole team is getting together now to do it.
Sweet. Here's your first paycheck. I'm not a repo man, no way. Ordinary fucking people, I hate them. I've seen Repo Man 100 million times, so it's nice to see a different Repo Man movie.
Do you like, I like when there was that generic, remember the No Frills brand at the store? And they were doing a
play. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah. Let's say the sushi and that pay. Yeah, that was like a definitely like a the cult movie where like every video store had it in their cult section. And you just. But I would watch that movie all the time.
Yeah.
Like it was just, you know, that's it.
What about our relationship?
Oh, right.
F that.
Well, you know, it is Jim Collins. If she's letting you stay at her place, you might as well show a little respect.
Okay, now Larry is defending Davin, saying, he'll be here, he'll be here, you know? But...
he's not.
Right. But she gets a lead all of a sudden on Gloria. And that really upsets the boss because the boss wants them to do this whole plot to get the lawyer, the millionaire lawyer. She doesn't care. She wants to go and get Gloria because she's been after him forever. And she's like, I'll meet you at the airport.
They never explain why, right? I mean, it's not like it's Gloria is her mom or like,
no.
Gloria was a roommate in a paper.
And Gloria's too sick. She always gets away. It's like Roadrunner. Now there she pulls up
Roadrunner.
His car.
Right. And there was parking right there. They're parking in the park again. You see that? The cars are parked in the park.
Oh, no, they're on the street. They're on the street.
He just went and grabbed her.
So they keep doing it over and over and over.
Right.
She has bribed the landlady to get the key to Gloria's apartment, and she's finally going to confront Gloria. But what do you think she'll find?
Christmas Story, Dad, and Gloria?
Yeah. And she'll be enraged. And she that Davin said that Gloria, that this person was a blonde.
Oh, right. There we go. Does Gloria recognize her, though?
No.
Yeah, see, child.
Yep.
None of the repo man can realize it's a kid.
Yeah. She's not a blonde. She won't let that go.
Right. Well, had she known it otherwise, she might have guessed, well, the other person we know is Gloria.
It's very far-fetched that he would bump into Gloria, but he does in a movie world, right?
Well, that's the thing. Like, a bad movie is, there's, like, a vacuum. There's no, like, bystanders to watch people slip up banana peels. It's always the same six people.
Yeah.
And so if they bump into a person, it's, you know, it has a seventh person.
Yeah.
It has to be person number five.
Exactly right. It's, and it's, you know, like, you're my adopted mom, you know, like.
Yeah, right. Watch where you're going. You watch where you're going. Wait a minute.
Is that
you? Yeah, you're my adopted mom.
Yeah. Boom! She bangs him. Look, no socks.
Wow. Yeah, I gross. Well, this is Quentin Tarantino's with Ruby.
Why no
socks? It was, why no socks? Because that's what hippies do in Los Angeles in the 70s.
Christmas Story Dad is no hippie.
He's a hipster. He's like him and Jackie Gleason must have hung out and like listened to jazz and had a couple cocktails together.
Did you know that this was an MGM film? Okay, here we are at the airport.
Yeah. Oh, so is this LAX? Burbank.
Did you see he went right over? She went right over the parking thing. It's crazy.
Right. Well, they don't even have spikes back then.
No, but I'm saying the divider for the parking spaces, the concrete. She just went right over it. Nobody would do that.
Awesome. Yeah, right. I hear you. She's, well, with a stunt driver driving it. I just got notified I have low batteries.
On your phone or something?
On my laptop. Yeah, you know, it's not a bad idea. I want to switch off to my phone.
Well, we have 10 minutes only.
All right. I can't wait. So who dies at the end?
The girl in Kung Fu Mahjong. Here's the lawyer. He's heading to the airport.
Yep.
The cops are actually on the repo men's side. Now, look, guess who it is? It's the Big Lebowski.
Oh, who's Santa Claus in Santa Claus the movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy's, wow, that's cool.
But this is years before Big Lebowski, of course.
Right, yeah, this is like a 70s film. Yeah, I did a lot of drive-in movies. I don't want to talk about it.
So they repossess an airplane. And Big Lebowski, he can walk. He's not in a wheelchair.
Well, they tricked him. Oh, he tricked them.
No, he got tricked. Now they're taking the rolls. And he goes, what?
That's so crazy. I just went in to get a cup of coffee.
The Big Lebowski.
Guess what, my coffee? Call the police.
Every rug
in a tracksuit
litigated upon in this fair city.
I've only seen that movie twice.
I've seen it certainly more than twice.
Right.
Okay, so I love that film. I did not know anything about the big hubbub, you know, like the cult status. It was, I mean, I understand why it got it. It was a great film. I just saw it a couple times because I loved it.
Well, we had a guest here, Ira, who comes on every Christmas. We've had him as a guest, and we watch movie trailers of films that premiered on Christmas Day. Ira plays John Goodman's character on the Big Lebowski Fest.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's been doing this for like a decade. And he, you know, he does production numbers during the festivals, and he wears a vest. So, you know,
now
it happens.
That's not the Ira I know from Scotty's Pub and Comedy Cove. It's a different Ira.
Oh, right. That's Ira Summer, the comedian.
Yeah.
This is Ira from Vic Lebowski. And he used to do Bad Movie Night with me. So that's where I knew him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. And I think I made that mistake on the Christmas show.
Oh, you were like, Ira Summer. Yeah. There was a theater in the dark room, and we would watch movies, and they would riff. And a lot of times he would be in the audience, but he would co-host a lot of them too. But he would be there at every show.
So now what we're finding out is that the lawyer who they've been chasing all this time, he is the one who owns those thugs that have been after them.
Oh, so everything ties in. See, the seventh person was the sixth person after all.
In this small environment. See how she headbutted.
Because there's no standard. It's a vacuum. That's why I like bad comedies. They exist in a weird vacuum.
Yeah.
Where, you know, universal laws, you leapfrog under people and they hit their balls.
Right. Because it's so funny. She gives him a headbutt, then she gives him a butt.
Right. Also, I do like comedies. The cops are total idiots in 70s films. Even like Last House to the Left, where it was like a straight-out horror film. The cops are idiots.
With their big bellies.
Yeah. All right, so we're getting to the big finish, right? Getting to the ending.
Now they're all getting arrested.
Yeah. Who wears sunglasses in Los Angeles during the day? These hats. Let's say they went to a vintage clothing store.
Here comes Big Lebowski, just in time to get arrested.
Right, took a cab. He took my own. Good evening, officer.
Yeah.
He looks the same, even in the 70s.
Here's all the evidence you wanted.
You have to do that in front of the cops.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And they've got
the pension fund.
William, because it's all wrapping up.
Right.
All the...
Hey, look, there's giant sacks that have money signs on it. Damn it. That's my money.
Now, here's our endearing end, in which he says, I love you.
Right.
But I mean, it's like a daughter, and she's like, you got a daughter? You have a daughter now.
Well, that's sweet. Yeah. So now he gets to touch her, the father figure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's that money. She should hold on. He's just going to drink it away. He's going to be at a bar and be like, you know, this is a gay bar? I did not know.
Now he says, I love you. And she's so happy.
God, he went to 0 to 60, all right? Am I right when it comes to the...
The name kind of doesn't go with the film.
Well, you know, it's a car chase film, and car chase films go from 0 to 60, so...
The thing is, if you have a hot rod, or like a souped-up car, it goes 0 to 60, like, you know, like, we're car mechanics, and we're making a race car, you know?
Yeah, but they're repo men. In the middle of the night, they steal your car from 0 to 60. It's gone in 60 seconds.
Yes. No. No. 0 to 60.
Oh, I'm getting my comparison mixed up.
Between cars.
The numbers in this movie. Yeah. Oh, I know. I see a hot rod. You go from you do a hot rod race, and you go from 0 to 60 because some guy souped up your engine. But when you steal cars, oh, there's Gloria. Hey, Gloria.
You stole his car.
Did you get the license plate number, Gloria? Stole your car. Fortunately, they have a Thunderbird to hop into. Right? Did I say it right? Was that a Thunderbird?
But no, isn't that a Trans Am?
Oh, it's a Trans
Am.
It has a picture of a bird. No, it has a Thunderbird on the. It has a bird on the hood. Okay. All right, it's a Trans Am.
It's a Thunderbird?
All right, it's good. You belong to the city.
Now we have our 0 to 60 song. Now, I've seen this film 4 times. This is the 5th time, so I know by heart. The cat!
Let's hear it.
0 to
keep
60.
Going.
0 to 60. The Hudson Brothers, composed and performed by the Hudson Brothers.
Oh, so that's what it was. They were referencing the opening credits. Do you know the words to She's Wonderful?
Yeah, no, I don't. There's Vito Scotti as Benny. I should, yes. Though.
And introducing Denise Nickerson.
Lyle Wagner.
That's pretty cool. Dick Martin. So these are all guys he worked on TV with.
You see this Jack Greenidge? He's some... He
yeah.
did cameo, apparently. I my research didn't show what he was, except people raving about his cameo, but I didn't dig into it. I don't know.
Yeah. And also these people.
See? Stunts coordinated.
Great. Yeah, well, there's a lot of stunts.
Yeah, unit production manager Ron Fury, he was always pissed.
Sergeant Fury. Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
I'm not Nick Fury. I'm not Nick Fury. I'm Ron Fury. God damn it.
You know, Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D. was a very bad comic book, but they pulled it off in the movies.
It's kind of dull. Like, week after week, he's doing paperwork.
Yeah.
Holding a sensitivity meeting. Yeah. Like, every issue was the Monday meeting where they're like, well, so what do you got to talk about? Let's see if they mention where this was shot. This movie is no way like real life. Oh no,
that is true. That is very true.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's redundant to put it like this is a fictitious story.
It should say not distributed by First Artists.
Right, First Artists last release. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the last release of First Releases. There's that lion over the lion. That's very meta. Thank you so much, Carl. What'd you think of 0 to 60?
I enjoyed it. It was good for your show. I like seeing Joan Collins. I like seeing Darren McGavin not in Christmas Story. It was fun.
And Big Lebowski, not in Big Lebowski.
Yeah, the Big Lebowski was a treat. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's not bad. Paul Brumbaugh of the podcast Edge of Sanity, which you can subscribe to on iTunes, as well as listen to him live, first peek of the show, streaming every Sunday at noon. Paul, what you think of this movie, 0 to 60?
Well, I gotta tell you, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, I can't be muted on this one. Oh, thanks, Paul. There we go. We got 2 thumbs up. It was stupid, but you know what? I liked it.
It was good for your show. It wasn't the greatest movie.
Yeah,
I did enjoy it.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have a movie for next week. And let's go back in time from this 1978 film. This film is from 1977. It's called Mr. Billion. And if you type it in, Carl,
Mr. Billion.
And it's Mr.
77. What'd you say? 77, right?
77. The year of Star Wars, Mr. Billion came out.
What trailer do you like? 42nd Street Mutant or Media Graveyard?
Let's do 42nd Street.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only 9 seconds anyway. So can you do us the honor and play the audio? And Paul, can you count us down?
Okay. I'm buffered at 00. I'll get the audio going.
Then I'll do the countdown.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul, if you could just wait. Okay, kiddies, you know the drill. Get your finger hovering over that triangle, and let's do this thing in 3, 2, 1. I messed up the last number. Because he always does.
All right, let's do it again, Paul. No. All right, let's do the trailer. I want you to hear the trailer.
Wait, did you not press play?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, man, this is going to be a piece of shit.
Mr. Billion. Guess who Mr. Billion is in this trailer? Not the guy who got thrown out the window.
The guy in the cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that parachute.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. Oh, Twin Towers. We saw Twin Towers.
He's supposed to go to San Francisco, and then you see the Twin Towers.
So,
Terrence Hill. You're way ahead of me.
Oh, it's Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
All right.
Terrence Hill.
Okay, so let me predict that the film is going to be a piece of shit, but really good for your show. Lots to riff on, lots to talk about.
Well, I can't think of a better hook to get you to subscribe and listen to our next week's episode. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Directed by Jonathan Kaplan, who talks about this film on YouTube. It's great. And we'll be watching that next week, along with Paul Brumbaugh. And Carl, since we promoted Paul's podcast, where can people find you? And I know you run a Tuesday show. Can people just say this? Write to Carl on Twitter at Carl_____________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________________ think.
Go.
But it's a stand-up comedy.
If yeah. you go to like New Jersey virtual open mics, the Facebook group on Facebook, I always post in there. It's called the Boiler Room Open Mic. It's on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. It's a Zoom show, and you're welcome. Now, I was just on one of those virtual mics Thursday, and there were people from Singapore there. It was their 8 a.m. and our 8 p.m. Anybody can join from anywhere around the world.
That sounds great. And Paul and I had an opportunity to perform, and we'll be back on this Tuesday. So if you're hanging around, check that out. Check us out next week. And I'll be in SavageHenry.com. No, wait. SavageHenryMagazine.com is publishing a virtual humor. It's a print magazine from Humboldt County. It's a humor magazine. I've been contributing there for a few years, and they're doing a virtual issue, and that'll be released shortly. So keep your tab open to SavageHenryMagazine.com, and you'll see my comedy piece about the pandemic. So,
really?
What a winning. Yeah, it's called New Amusement Park Rules, and that will be in the comedy issues. So check out SavageHenryMagazine.com, and hopefully you'll be there. And I also want to promote, before we go, our YouTube page. As you know, we just watched the movie, and you listened to us and watched it. Carl syncs up our podcast with movies, and this week you posted a couple of good ones. Throw Out the Anchor from 1974. Right.
With Nelly from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, that's right. He's great at that. And Tag, the Assassination Game, which is an 80s staple. And that was pretty good, too.
With Revenge of the Nerd Guy and Terminator Mother Guy, Girl.
And for those counting at home, They're Playing with Fire now has 3,226 views. Since we posted it 2 weeks ago,
wow,
dwarfing the 1 and 2 views of other films that we have there without a picture of Sylvia Plath. and Sylvia Plath. Anyway, I think that's the perfect time for me to go. I just called her Sylvia Plath, the star from No Playing With Fire. Anyway, we'll be back next week, and we'll be spouting out movie garbage like this, and we'd love for you to join us. Thank you, Carl, so much. Thank you, Paul, so much, and thank you, audience.
All right, y'all. Thank you both for having me on. Appreciate it. The Internet Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you next Sunday, Paul, and we'll see you guys later. Listen to more Mutiny Radio. Support them at that.
Let's watch a full length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. Let's watch a full length movie on YouTube with Mike Spiegelman. It's been over one long year watching movies, bad, strange, and weird, commandeered by Michael.
Hi, this is Carl. I'm Mike's friend. I wrote this song. Chinese noodles and German strudels. You should follow me on Twitter. It's Jokes to Carl. That's the French duh, not the duh. Now let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube with Michael.
Since May, there's trouble most every night. Since May, there's trouble most every night. Where once we dance our sweet routine, it reeks with wine and caraffin.
Where the nights are bright and joy is complete.
tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hello there, my friends out at Mutiny Radio. Chester Cashcock here, giving you my love and regards as well as Moofy's over there. And you know, anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Bamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10. They have a fun time at Bamtastic's deep in the Mission, where you can laugh off your tushy every Friday for a mere $10. And $10, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with, so to wipe it off for is indubitably this. And if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, don't worry, don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer cottage on the mountain ridge with the kayaks. Just go to podcast.pcrcollective.org or mutinyradio.fm podcasts and look for Comedy Clubhouse with a K. You can download it for free. But we'd love to see you every Friday, 8 to 10, down here at Mutiny Radio. Laugh off your tushy and save your life. Because you know what's better than laughter? Well, it's a cash cock, baby. Mm-hmm.
So if you're in your car and you're listening to one radio station,
you're freeing all the others.
They are tweeting in on all frequencies, and you keep them. So just listen to one specific six.
Saturday into two.
And really, the sound quality good, and you understand things that's playing. However, if your radio is not fine tune, you might two or three or more stations at the same time.
Hey, Mutineer Stolowitz here. Have you ever listened to Labor and Love on Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, with Bill Morgan? It's a really excellent show, one of my favorites here at the station. And it's all about service. It might be the devil, it might be the Lord, but we gotta serve somebody. And Bill understands the virtue of service as the heart and soul of the labor movement better than a lot of people I know. And it's one of the reasons I love to listen to him. He breaks down socialism, democracy, protest history, workers' news, and the power of unions. Along with that, he serves up an excellent mix of jazz, Latin, gospel, hip-hop, and traditional folk ballads. Great stuff. Check it out. Labor and Love is every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Serve somebody.
Subliminal SF Visual and Auditory Mind Control brings you the best, coolest t-shirt and hoodie designs and mind-bending local bands and shows at venues all over San Francisco and the Bay Area. Subliminal SF is here to destroy your sense of normalcy and plant ideas in your skull to make you cooler and a more awesome person. Check out all the badass products at subliminalsf.myshopify.com. That's subliminalsf.myshopify.com and experience Subliminal SF.
If you're looking for some delicious late-night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, offering you amazing late-night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. They have exceptionally great daily ground sustainable burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini, and creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them. And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the Counter Offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter Offer, son!
Thank you. I want to thank the San Francisco Choir.
So let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube, better known around the world as LWAFLMOYT, with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Mike. I'm glad to be here. LWAFLMOYT.
You know, you can find us by that crazy catchy acronym on your podcast. We have a Twitter handle, the same handle, same YouTube channel, fantastic. We also have a Facebook page called Let's Watch Full Length Movie on YouTube. So we also stream first. This episode premieres on MutinyRadio.fm, where we stream first every Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to mutinyradio.fm. It will send you to a website called pcrcollective.org. Press the speaker, and you can hear us. And you can, what we do is we watch a full-length movie on YouTube with you, and you watch it on YouTube and listen to the podcast at the same time. Carl, what would happen if they listened to just the podcast and not along with the movie?
Well, they would not know what we're talking about, reacting to, and speaking for. It would just be ridiculous. The theme of this podcast is you watch the movie and we riff together.
Absolutely. We riff together. And, you know, Carl actually takes the extra time to sync old episodes with the full-length movies, feature-length movies. And you can find that on our YouTube channel. Carl, I see there's two new entrees posted since last we've spoken. I see Surf 2, which, as you know, is our favorite movie from 1984, and I can see my headshot as the screen grab. That photo was taken on September 12, 2001, because the previous appointment on Tuesday, September 11, 2001, it got canceled. Uh-huh. We got to do it the next day. So that's me smiling the day after the World Trade Center went down.
Gotcha.
And then we also have a 1968 Revolution, which is a fantastic documentary about the Haight-Ashbury back in the day of the Summer of Love. And speaking of Summer of Glove, look at me with a fist and my wedding band on an old promotion I did with my good friend Ian Jensen. That's the other guy for our old show Laugh Damn It at 50 Mason, which of course no longer exists. All right, well, enough formalities. Carl, what is the movie this week?
We are watching Mr. Billion, 1977. That's what you're going to put in your YouTube search engine, Mr. MR period, Billion, 1977. And the channel we like is called Super B Movies.
We love Super B Movies. Okay, so I just typed it in, and I hit pause, and I pulled the time clocky thing back to 000. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a countdown, and all of us are going to press it. When the countdown king himself, the maestro of descending the world, Mr. Sunday Afternoon, Carl's man crush, please, let's get ready to Brumbaugh, Paul Brumbaugh. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing, Carl and Mike?
All right. Doing great, quarantine, sheltering in place.
There you go. Man. It's so weird because I'm usually right there with Mike. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, Paul. Yeah, I miss you, buddy. I miss hanging out. If you want to hear more Paul Brumbaugh, you should listen to more Paul Brumbaugh. He is the show that streams right before us on Mutiny Radio Sundays at noon, and you can find his podcast called The Edge of Insanity. I'm doing all right, Paul.
Awesome. I definitely miss being in the studio. We all love Pam Benjamin. So
we got to give a shout-out, of course, to Pam Benjamin, our guardian angel manager of Mutiny Radio. And give her a shout-out. Go to Venmo and please donate to at Mutiny Radio. We would like to last for the rest of the year. All right, so please, Mr. Countdown, count it down.
All right, you guys, you know the drill. Let's do this thing in true style. Let's do this thing in 3, 2, 1, go. Right, no graduation scene. No credits.
Now, you know, you recognize that building, Paul, right? Isn't that 555 California?
It is not, is it?
It's San Francisco.
Oh, it is San Francisco,
yes. That's the Trump / Microsoft building that used to be the old Towering Inferno.
That's right, the Towering Inferno. They used the plaza for this movie. Although yeah, you know
there
the
you are, that's right. Right.
Yeah, so I was on the 50th floor. So there's the second floor, third floor. I guess you're not going to see me in this movie. And also The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. That was the lawyer job he got. It was in 555 right. California. Fuck that building. Triple Nickels, as they would call it.
Listen, what we missed is the emblem of the financial company slipped off the building and killed the CEO.
What a way to go. Yeah. He died by his own logo?
Now we have Jackie Gleason, who is number two in the company, reading his last will and testament, expecting to be given control of the company and all the money, but it doesn't go to him.
Uh-oh, you can tell by his face. All right, and it goes to what?
It goes
to rapscallion?
No, Falcone, his only living relative, a guy who he never met, who never asked him for a penny.
Oh, his name is Guido Faldoni.
Now we have the most 70s music ever. There's Guido. Okay, now, Guido is driving a very expensive rich person's car, and that's supposed to give you the impression like he's a rich guy, but he's not at all. He's actually a repairman who fixes those cars.
Shit, I already have a date plan with him, Carl. Why don't you tell me beforehand? Shit. Mr. Billion, look at that. That looks like solid billion.
Yeah.
Mr. Billion.
He is Mr. Billion. You see how the door opens like a la Back to the Future, you know? There he is in his jumpsuit. Yeah,
he's wearing a time travel spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. So does he speak English in this movie?
Yeah, he's good at English, and he learned it from watching cowboy movies. You see, this guy's real name is Terrence Hill, and he was very famous for spaghetti westerns in Italy, and he was one of the most famous actors in all of Europe. And so this was the attempt to bring him to an American audience, and it didn't work.
I was going to say, attempt failed, because otherwise it'll be like, oh shit, it's Terrence Hill's American introduction.
Right.
Jim Pickens and William Winfield.
It makes me think of Beckham, who was the greatest soccer player in the world, loved him. He said, came to the United States, and people go, whatever.
Well, you know, this is the part of the 70s where soccer was mandatory and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Giant Stadium and saw a soccer game.
Oh. How was that?
Boring.
It suckered.
Suckered. 1977.
Okay, listen, I must step away for 1 second. Michael, please entertain the crowd. I'm very sorry.
All right. Hey, Paul, doesn't the nuns look like two penises? Oh, too late. Got swiped away. There's a mangy dog.
Paul dropped. I'm sorry about that, too.
Oh, Paul, drop. I can handle it. Why don't you go to the bathroom? I'm going to hang out in Italy. Holy shit. My fat ass would not be able to fit through those tiny streets. Look out for the camera, bicyclist. He is one cool hill. Hill. Terrence Hill. T. Hill. 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 Yeah, see? There's his cowboy motif. He sure loves his anonymous cowboys. How'd you get your wallpaper from Animal Crossing? Cowboy wallpaper? All right, check it out. He's got a TV and a couch. Oh, a chair. TV chair. Hey, Terrence Hill, keep your window open when you take your shirt off. Look at this. This is more of a movie set. What a beautiful house.
It was actually barking dogs. I had to let them in. Okay.
Oh, yeah, let those dogs in.
So Carl
let the dogs in.
We're getting an inside joke, you see, because he is famous for all these cowboy movies, okay? So
right.
His character loves cowboy boots and loves cowboy movies.
How meta. You know, I never met a humor I didn't like, Carl.
Look, a German Shepherd in Italy, I think he's a little lost.
You took a wrong turn in Albuquerque. That's the second Manzi dog they had in the street. What kind of Italian town? They got to keep the food away from the dogs. They eat out in the alleyway and they kiss and spaghetti. Oh, that's Lady and the Tramp. I'm sorry.
Right. An Italian one. Okay, these are American executives who are here to meet Guido. They're like...
Right.
Guido Falcone.
Oh,
Guido Falcone.
He's got a weapon.
Guido Falcone.
I'm looking for a guy named Guido. Yeah, be careful. Tread lightly.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Guido, as you know, is an Italian slur, but nobody in this movie thinks so. They think it's just a name.
Right. No, I know, like, another... Have you noticed that the word Fredo has been used disparagingly? Like how the president called, I guess, Chris Cuomo Fredo? Like, that's an insult, because he's the weaker brother.
Yeah. That was a pretty bad insult. Okay, so Jackie Gleason has come all the way to Italy pretty much to con Guido and to get him to sign power of attorney papers so that he can get Guido's money and control of the company.
This is crazy. You'd be like, oh my God, Jackie Gleason, I loved you in Honeymooner.
Exactly.
I still see you have a flower in his lapel. You're killing it.
He
I'm not Jackie Gleason.
Flower in his lapel, doesn't he?
Yeah, flower and lapel, you know, a classy guy. He's got a handkerchief all ready in case he needs to sneeze or covered. And he can sneeze away because he doesn't have a full mustache either. He's got that classic Jackie Gleason little pencil mustache.
Now, the other guy with him is named Leopold Lacey. He, as a character, and he is the third. He's basically Jackie Gleason's right hand. And what's tragic, just to bring you down, is he died of leukemia a month after filming.
Why? Yeah, why are you laughing? Carl, that's the side of you I never see.
Because bummed out when you hear... I mean, the movies you pick are so old, of course everyone's dead, but this guy's fresh dead.
You know what? Listen, when we make our movie, National Lampoon's Open Micer, remind me not to finish it. Let you know the film production, because I'll be dead in a month. You know.
Bingo.
Yeah, he never did. They went to him and they said, listen, this movie's going to be a hit. How's the movie? Oh, it's great. It's killing it in America. Oh, yeah, let me take a newspaper. No, maybe not today.
Okay, so.
Wow.
He just said, everyone, I'm going to America, and they all cheered, you know, and he's not falling for Jackie Gleason's sign my power of attorney paper, but he's like, well, how did you learn English? And he said, from watching all these cowboy movies. So now we're going to get a not funny situation in which he pretends he's a cowboy.
What kind of music? Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Now here comes his co-star, the villain.
Oh, right on cue.
Right.
That little kid heard the song and got his... I gotta get my gun, that song's playing.
And Jackie Gleason is like, what the F is going on here? He thinks it's so crazy and stupid.
Carl, the last time I saw a kid draw a gun on me, it was when I told my kid to go to bed. But it's crazy seeing the movie. It's been a while. It's been since last night. That kid's a dead aim. I think he's in trouble.
Last time I saw someone draw a gun on me, it was my tattoo artist. Bam! He shot!
Yeah. Wasn't that yesterday morning when you got your tattoo?
Right.
Yeah.
But I was wearing a mask. He's a shot. Oh, the blood. You know this is a movie because nobody's going to stain their shirt like that.
Well, also, there's three fucking tomatoes on a plate. What kind of fucking restaurant is it?
It's Italy.
You know, hey, I like the tomato plate.
If you are in Europe and you ask for a salad, they don't bring you, like, some vegetables on a lettuce. They bring you a plate with some vegetables and a knife. Serious.
So it's like a whole tomato, say, or like a carrot?